I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project takeaways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Better Human Project takeaways. If this is your first time listening to a takeaway episode, this is my attempt. I say attempt because I can become quite verbose. My attempt to take a full interview with one of our guests and distill it down to three takeaways, maybe four, and put it into a very short podcast episode that you can listen to. We know that one of the biggest reasons people don't listen to podcasts is they don't have time, they're too long. I'm trying to solve that by bringing you the takeaways from each of our guests. If you want to listen to the full episode, it will always be linked in the show notes for this takeaway episode. So this is Vinny Tortorich, episode 110. First thing that really stands out to me with Vinny, and this is the second time I've interacted with him, is integrity. Towards the end of the podcast, he mentions how intentional he is about everything that he puts into this world. Vinny is a creator. He's made multiple documentaries. He's got a huge podcast. He's got a best-selling book. He's got food companies, coffee companies, vitamin companies. He wants to make sure that everything he does is his best effort. Absolutely the best that he can do. In the most non-cliche way possible, he's prioritizing quality over quantity in everything that he does. And furthermore, he's committed to his standards in ways that few people are. He refuses to compromise. He doesn't cut corners to increase profits. So case in point, with his Pure Vitamin Club, he never uses flow agents or fillers in his vitamins. You know, I've got personal experience with supplement companies. I know what a challenge it is to have that initiative and then actually stick with it. When you talk to manufacturers, the packers, the people that actually fill those little gel caps with your formulas, they want to use a flow agent, and to go to them and tell them that you don't, it's a challenge. So, you know, anybody, whether that's the standard, or, you know, not adding any kind of sweetener to his ultra fat, you know, to not putting out anything in the Beyond Impossible documentary, we'll get into that in the next point, that could blow back on him in a negative way. All of these things just speak to a level of integrity that really stands out to me. You know, in our conversation on this recent podcast, episode 110, Vinny shares a lesson that he learned from one of his mentors, and it's called Always Take Out the Garbage. It refers to how most of us will stack trash on top of the garbage can, you know, as it gets full. How much can I get on there? Almost like a game of reverse Jenga. You know, how much can you get on there before it collapses or falls over? But when we do that, we leave the task for the next person. So on the surface, it's a lesson about, you know, doing the chore regardless of, you know, how you feel or whether or not you want to, right? But it's about much more than that. It's about who are we? What kind of person are we? What is our character? Do we handle business when it needs to be done, or do we leave things for others to deal with? And in my experience, people who constantly ask themselves this type of question, people who interrogate and audit their actions and their impact on the world, those are my kind of humans. Second takeaway from Vinny, get and keep your ducks in a row. So I mentioned the Beyond Impossible documentary. That is a documentary that takes a look at the fake meat explosion that we've had in the last few years and what's going on there. There's lots of ways to say this particular takeaway. Maybe it's dot your I's and cross your T's, do your research, be prepared, however you want to break that down. But I asked Vinny about this recent documentary, and I said, you know, are you worried about blowback or pushback or even lawsuits? Because, you know, you're saying things and you're publicizing things that put you directly in the crosshairs of some truly powerful, influential, wealthy entities, both individuals and organizations, who have a lot of money at stake and may not want some of this stuff out there. And his immediate response was, no, not worried at all, because my ducks are in a row. Everything I said, everything that we put out was factual. It wasn't emotional. It wasn't opinion. It was factual. And we cross-checked everything with our lawyers. Everything that we wanted to put out, we made sure that if somebody wanted to argue it on the internet or sue us over it, that we would have not just a leg to stand on, but, you know, that we would be in the right. So in other words, he didn't wing it. He took his time. He did his research, dotted his I's, crossed his T's. He is, was ready to bring this out into the world. So get your ducks in a row, keep them in a row. Okay. Third takeaway from Vinny. I'm calling this big aerobic base for the win. And what I mean by that is when we look at strength and conditioning or fitness, we talk about aerobic base as sort of the foundational pyramid of our physical preparedness. In this interview, we didn't really spend a lot of time talking about fitness, even though Vinny is one of the best in the world. He's got over 40 years of experience in health and fitness. But his experience and expertise did make a brief emergence. He brings up how easily he jumped on a rower, did a sprint, and it put him in the top 10 of all times for his age group in the world for that year. And he doesn't do any kind of sprint work on the rower. And he attributed that ability, that capacity, to two things. One, even though he was in ketosis, he was able to access and utilize glucose for that specific activity. So that's a different conversation, but it refers to his metabolic fitness and metabolic flexibility. The second thing that he attributes that ability to is this massive aerobic foundation that he has. And we did touch on this in the podcast, that he's doing 60 to 90 minutes of aerobic work every single day this year. And it's not just this year. He has a lifetime of being an endurance athlete. He used to ride 15 to 20,000 miles a year on a bicycle. So think about that. My car is almost 2 years old and barely has 12,000 miles on it. He's getting 15 to 20,000 miles on a bike. That aerobic base is massive. And so aerobic base, if you're not versed in cardio, I'm sorry, if you're not versed in strength and conditioning, aerobic base is what some folks may refer to as cardio. My cardio is not where it needs to be. Again, this is a takeaways episode. Entire books have been written about strength and conditioning and specifically this zone two work. So if you have questions on it, hit me up. I'm happy to explain or elaborate. But the takeaway here is if you are an athlete, most people spend too much time either sprinting or doing air quotes specific work. I say most people, there's a time and a place for that, but it's the very top and the peak of that pyramid. Even those individuals will spend more time in their training program doing zone two general aerobic base building work. So if you're in doubt about what to do, most people are usually better served with general zone two aerobic work. And when I say zone two, that means usually under a heart rate of 140, maybe 130 to 150, depending on your age and your fitness level. The low-tech version of that is, can you maintain that pace breathing only through your nose? But if you have any kind of a heart rate monitor, then you want to make sure that it's under that 130 to 150, again, depending. So maybe call it 140. So again, when in doubt, build capacity by widening that base. That base is, if you imagine a pyramid, GPP, general physical preparedness, aerobic base. It's called base because it's the bottom. The wider and bigger that is, the bigger the entire pyramid can be. If that base is very narrow, you're not stacking a giant pyramid on top of it, right? That's exactly why it's called a base. So we're going to wrap this up here because, again, this is supposed to be a short takeaways episode. Those three takeaways, again, from Vinny: integrity, get and keep your ducks in a row, build that massive aerobic base so you have an engine that can go. And that's it. Thanks again for being here, and we'll catch you on the next episode.